Just so you know, each week we receive hundreds of legal inquiries. The legal team selects the best questions from the week, and then we share them with you. Here are a few questions that I received from inquiries made to my office recently. The first question is, can we file a lawsuit against the appraisal company for creating a flawed appraisal that resulted in a $20,000 loss on our home sale? Our home was under contract for $600,000, but the appraisal came in at $575,000. We challenged the results, and the bank increased the value by $5,000, still leaving us $20,000 under the sale price. 4 days later, the home next door, which had the same square footage but had fewer upgrades, sold for $625,000. Do we have legal recourse against either the realtor or appraiser for the loss? My answer, save your money on lawyer fees. It is highly unlikely that you would succeed in court by suing a licensed professional appraiser for their value opinion, even if it had a negative impact on your sales price. The duty of the appraiser is not to you, but to the buyer and to the lender. Banks make their decisions on lending based upon these opinions. However, your purchase agreement should have allowed you to decide whether to sell. Another option would have been to require the buyer to come up with the difference between the appraised value and the agreed upon purchase price. Finally, you could have disputed the appraisal by having another appraisal. The buyer decides whether to proceed since they are applying for the mortgage. The next question is, I recently received a letter from the bank which released their mortgage lien on my home prematurely. I still owe about $120,000 on the home, but the bank says I owe nothing now. Because of their mistake, can I get another loan or sell my home without paying the bank $120,000? My husband appears to believe this is the case and has instructed me not to inform the bank or the title company. Will I face any consequences if the bank discovers this later? It's their mistake, right? And my answer is generally a lien that is released would imply that the loan was paid in full. You state that this is not the case. It seems that there may have been some administrative error. At some point, the lender can refile their lien if it was an error. At this point, however, you would still owe on an outstanding loan that is technically unsecured. And the final question is, when I bought my house, the title company was my escrow agent. They issued my wife and I title insurance for our new home, but they issued me a quitclaim deed instead of a warranty deed. During the sale, we learned that they purchased the property from a tax sale, and therefore the seller had to pay for a quiet title process. During the legal process, the title company went out of business. Do I need to go to another title company to have them do another title search and issue me a warranty deed? Will this pose a problem when it comes time to sell the property? So my answer is, if your seller prevails in the quiet title action, the purchase agreement, closing paperwork, and policy from the time of sale should enable you to directly approach the title underwriter for your warranty deed. A warranty deed is a superior form of conveyance than a quitclaim deed. A contract between you and the seller should have ordered the warranty deed following the issuance of the judgment. Without an agreement, the seller does not have to replace your current quitclaim deed. I would not have advised a client to accept a quitclaim deed or even close on their sale until the seller obtained their judgment, as this is a very risky proposition until the judge makes a decision on clear title. Thanks for listening to today's question and answer podcast. If you liked what you heard and learned, please share this podcast session with your friends and family. Feel free to contact us if you have any questions regarding contracts or real estate issues at provenresource.com. Dedicated to your success, and David Sobel.